The fact is that some people say that Eid and Juma cannot fall on the single day.
Yes.
We are not talking of that at all.
That is the opinion of the South Circle.
I know. But this is different.
Yes, right.
We are not discussing this situation at all.
That's right.
Agreed that Eid and Juma can fall on the same day, then what would be the position? This is the question.
Independently.
Some say, no, not all.
Not at all.
According to the positive traditions of the Holy Prophet, these two things are established, that sometimes Juma and Eid both can be performed independently from each other.
Yes, right.
And sometimes Juma can be brought earlier, and Khutbah Juma and Khutbah Eid are welded into one.
Yes.
With the result that at Zuhr time you just say the prayer.
That's right.
And not Juma.
That's right.
This was said by Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in so many words, permitted.
Yes, sir.
Whoever wants to do it is permitted to do that. So that is agreed. I thought he had the third possibility in mind, which had happened once in Rabwa and which became very controversial. According to some, the majority of Ahmadis, they submitted, they said the Imam knows better, so no question of discussing this. But there were a few people who took it as an excuse for discussing things and sow the seed of dissension among Ahmadis and create a sort of fitna. So when he asked this question, I thought he might have heard of this and he wanted to find out what my position was. My position was that of submission, of course. Nothing else.
That's right. Even our Jamaat and we also perform independently.
Most often they're not.
That's right.
Both these things have happened in the time of Hazrat Muslim.
Okay.
Mostly it was, whenever it happened, it was independent Khutbah, Juma and independent Eid. Or a merger of Khutbah, Juma with Eid and an independent Zuhr prayer.
Thank you.